listening to Fox Sports Radio.
And of course, we start in the NFL, and we start with the Chargers beating the Ravens 23-17 on Sunday. LA is on their way to New England next week to take on the Patriots. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are on their way home. RJ, what is the Vegas perspective on what we saw in Baltimore?
Well, I tell you, the thing that jumped out at me was all the Lamar Jackson talk after the game. Some of it was, should he have been replaced? You know, I think that's an interesting question. If I had bet the Chargers, and I did, I didn't want him replaced. Last thing I wanted to see was Flacco come in, because it would have been a change. What we saw was that Lamar Jackson wasn't succeeding. More. Give me more of that if you bet the Chargers. And I'm a believer in that concept, is oftentimes you want to do what the other team doesn't want you to do. Fez, if you bet the Chargers too, right?
Bet the Chargers big. +3.
You had your teaser of the year, if I remember on that.
I doubled down on the Chargers. I had my teaser of the year with the Chargers and with Indy. So Indy was already in, and I still doubled down and bet the Chargers +3.
Wow. So those have followed you as usual. A lot of bankroll, rubber band expanding. Did you want to see Flacco or not?
Oh, God, no. Lamar Jackson, 2 completions at halftime. Good luck. Bring your team back from a 12-0 deficit when you have 2 completions with your quarterback.
So, Jonas, if you had bet the Chargers, what did you want to see?
I wanted to see Lamar Jackson stay in that game.
More Lamar Jackson. Yes. Brad?
More Lamar.
Now, check this out. And this is fascinating because there's just so much emotion around Lamar Jackson. And to me, when I see emotion, I think, how can I exploit it? Exploit emotion in others and make money. Lamar Jackson's 2018 passer rating was 9 points worse than the NFL median. So if you take the 16th team's passer rating, Lamar Jackson's personal passer rating was 9 points worse. Tim Tebow, yes, I said it. Tim Tebow, 2011, his main year passer rating was 6 points worse than the NFL median. So relative to the NFL median, which is a variation of average, it's just that middle team, is Tim Tebow was a better passer than Lamar Jackson. Tim Tebow was a better passer than Lamar Jackson. Now, I tweeted that out, and there was like 100 replies. People saying, see, I told you so. And others saying, oh, but how much better runner is Lamar? And, oh, you must be a Republican. Well, if a Republican means that I like cash, well, I'm not a Republican, but I do like cash. Fez, I mean, just looking at the game itself, one of the things we projected was the idea that the second time around, the Chargers were going to figure something out. And boy, they did. So as you think about Lamar Jackson's future, hey, he's got potential. He seems to have a work ethic. He may grow, but the Lamar Jackson we saw on the field yesterday is not an NFL starter. Agree or not?
Agree, and I would have major concerns, especially in divisional games. Think about this, RJ. You get to play everybody twice. We saw what the Chargers did the second time they saw Lamar Jackson. How are the teams in division, the Steelers and the Browns, likely going to make some really good adjustments and be ready to stop that quirky offense?
I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. Brad, last thing on the Ravens. There's a stat about rookie quarterbacks when they play against non-rookies in the playoffs. Give it to us.
Yeah, since 2010, those non-rookie quarterbacks against rookie quarterbacks, now 0-6, those non-rookies.
Straight up.
Straight up.
So 6 is a decent amount of games, but I do think experience as the lights get brighter is important in the playoffs. 6 straight rookies, when they play non-rookies, have lost that playoff game.
Next up, guys, we go to Chicago. A wild finish between the Eagles and the Bears. Philadelphia beating Chicago 16-15 off a double doink and a blocked kick by Cody Parkey. RJ, what is the Vegas takeaway of another Nick Foles win in the playoffs?
So, Jonas, did you think to yourself, I am so lucky I get paid to say double doink?
It's pretty awesome, I'll be honest.
Living the dream.
Not bad, man.
Living the dream. I am going to be a little bit of a gadfly. If you don't know what a gadfly is, look it up. It's an important word to know. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start the conversation and be a little, you know, in a way, gadfly almost sounds like a troll. But boy, with ancient Greeks, gadfly sounds better. So I'm not really trolling here. Fez, name me a quarterback. In fact, open question. Name me a quarterback that was considered to be bottom half of the league as starter. So not one of the 16 best quarterbacks. So if you're a backup, you know, I guess unless you're Steve Young back in the day, you're not one of the 16 best quarterbacks. Nick Foles wasn't perceived to be one of the 16 best quarterbacks. If he was, he would have got traded for. They would have given a number round, you know, for the 17th best quarterback on a decent contract this year. Now, next year it's 20, but this year you wouldn't be afraid to send a first-round pick typically, especially if you think you could re-sign him. So the market, the league did not consider Nick Foles to be a top 16 quarterback. Tell me the last time, if any, that a top 16 or a non-top 16 quarterback has played seven straight must-win games. So three playoff games last year, win. And then now three to finish the season, starting with the Rams. Everyone, a must-win, win. And then against the Bears, win. That makes seven. When has a non-top 16 quarterback won seven straight games with that kind of pressure on?
I can't even remember someone winning four in a row.
I mean, it's hard to think of a guy that starts the playoffs that was considered bottom, you know, bottom half of the league that wins a Super Bowl, right? We had said it's usually Hall of Famers. You know, you got those exceptions, Trent Dilfer, you know, not a Hall of Famer. And you can go down the list, go way back to Hostetler, but that was a different era. I mean, to just win the Super Bowl was amazing. To now win four more straight, I mean, just we can sit and act like, you know, Greg Cosell, who does know this kind of thing, can critique his arm strength, his ability to do a third read. But if you just look at results, I would make the case we've never seen this. Does anyone disagree?
The only guy I can think of is Kurt Warner. But again, that's Kurt Warner, a Hall of Famer. So then it begs the question, how good is Nick Foles?
Exactly. Because you're right. He was bagging groceries. We heard the story. Dick Vermeil's crying because he's starting, right? But then he ends up being a Hall of Famer. So it's Tom Brady wasn't considered to be good. And then he became the best quarterback, some would say, many would say, of all time. So to me, the question is, if Nick Foles isn't a borderline Hall of Famer or a top five quarterback, he will be the first non-top five in the league at the time quarterback to ever do what he's done. So to me, you know, what's the old, I think it's called Occam's razor. The simplest answer is usually the truth. So is it that for the first time in history, we have a below average non-top 16 quarterback doing what he's doing, or is Nick Foles a really, really good quarterback? Fez, so I'm going to put you on the spot. RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas, talking to Steve Fezzik, NFL expert. Right now, if you had to start one game next week, how many quarterbacks in the world, on earth, would you rather have in front of Nick Foles? Just give me the number.
Eight.
So Nick Foles, in your mind, is the ninth best quarterback in the world right now.
Yes.
Brad, what would you say?
That sounds about right. A borderline top 10 quarterback.
Jonas?
I would say, so how many quarterbacks ahead of Nick Foles? Okay, how many? I would say probably 12, maybe. I would give 10 to 12.
So a little more. All right, now here's the next question. Let's consider age. You're GM. You're redrafting the entire NFL. How many quarterbacks? So that, like Tom Brady, in theory, you wouldn't take. Though, if you don't think Nick Foles is a starter, you would take Tom Brady for just 1 year as a starter. Steve Fezzik, you're the only guy to win the Super Contest twice. How many quarterbacks, and name them, do you draft ahead of Nick Foles?
Five of them. Mahomes, Wilson, Rodgers, Luck, and Carson Wentz.
Ooh, so to you, is Carson Wentz the last one?
Yes.
So you're saying Carson Wentz is the fifth most valuable quarterback in the NFL and Nick Foles is the sixth?
Yes.
Wow. That is interesting. That is interesting. All right, we'll be talking a lot more about Nick Foles.
Guys, finally we go to Dallas where the Cowboys win a much-needed playoff win for Jason Garrett and Dak Prescott and the organization. Dallas over Seattle, 24-22 on Saturday.
Fez, number one, just number one takeaway in this game.
The buy sign is blinking on Dak. He had a solid game as QBR, 50 as average, was 74. And Seattle, that D, had owned him previously. This is the one team, Seattle, the defense that Dak had struggled against the most in his career.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's what kept me from loving the game. I mean, we can have some fun with that two-point conversion at the end because, I mean, it was a heartbreaker for some. I mean, a vast majority of the money was bet at 2.5. So, I mean, the idea, boy, you want to just talk about that it can be such a heartbreaker.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Guys, the Indianapolis Colts are on to the next round of the AFC playoffs. They will be facing the Kansas City Chiefs next weekend after a 21-7 win in dominating fashion over the Houston Texans. RJ, what was the Vegas perspective on what we saw in Houston on Saturday?
Fez, we asked this question last week. I'm going to ask the same question now. If you look at the last now 11 games, the Colts are the best team in the NFL. If the last 11 were the first 11 games, where would the Colts be in your power rankings?
Number one by clear margin.
And here they are playing Kansas City. Kansas City, an inexperienced quarterback. Now, not a classic rookie quarterback, but Trubisky wasn't a rookie quarterback either. I think you could make the case the inexperience showed. And the line is what? 5.5?
It is.
So how do you have the better team getting 5.5 points? And by the way, Brad, how is Kansas City, by definition, the spread is what's expected. How has KC done recently against the spread?
Only one cover for Kansas City in their last 7 games.
So 7 games, that's almost half a season. They've exceeded expectations once. So Fez, here's the question. When do we look at just 11 games, and when do we look at the whole season? Typically, since there's only 16 games in a regular season, I want all 16 to consider. Why in this case are you tempted to demarcate so clearly with the Colts?
Because several things have changed with the Colts. Most importantly, Andrew Luck's health, his shoulder, his strength being much better.
Not that that was kind of A or B. It wasn't, oh, it's bad, now it's good. But as the season progressed, he got stronger.
Correct.
And Greg Cosell, right here on Straight Out of Vegas, every Thursday, 6:30 Eastern, said that schematically with that new defense, they made a fundamental change right around that, you know, I guess week 6 it would have been. And after that, the D played much, much better. So to me, it's one thing to go back and say, well, tell me the last game they lost and I'm going to start there. It's another if there's these fundamental reasons why the Colts' last 11 games is more meaningful. But I tell you, if you believe this, the Colts are an auto bet. If you have the best team in the NFL getting 5.5 points, that's a bet.
And I think that the wise guys are going to come in on the Colts. They already have. If you like the Colts, I would bet them sooner.
It sounds like you buried the lead. They already have. Explain that.
Yeah, so line opened 6. It's down to 5.5. And I think if you want to bet the Colts, I would bet that +5.5. I think this line will continue to drop more than likely.
Line move prediction from Steve Fazek.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Kickoff is in about 1.5 hours from Santa Clara, and right now Alabama on pregame.com is a 5.5-point favorite over Clemson.
All right, Brad, what is the key factor in this game?
Well, I think we first have to break down how historically good not just Alabama is, but both of these teams. This is the first time all season, RJ, that neither Alabama or Clemson is a double-digit favorite. Both teams a double-digit favorite in every single game prior to this one.
Wow, that's interesting. So not one time, even on the road in the SEC, how worried are – what if we reevaluated about the ACC? Because the case could have been made pre-Bowls, not a good conference. During the Bowls, any reevaluation?
slightly above average for the ACC.
So above expectations.
Above expectations. They've covered the ACC 7 of their 10 bowl games. So outside of maybe Miami, who was disinterested, the ACC's outperformed expectations so far.
Okay. Now, defensively, Clemson, when the season started, you said the following. On Straight Out of Vegas Weekend Edition, which is still chugging along, Bernie Fratto, 11 Pacific, every Saturday night to midnight. You said if you could have the same quarterback on Alabama, like a robot quarterback, and that same robot on Clemson, you thought Clemson was the better team.
I did.
Today, what do you think of that same question?
Alabama just slightly better.
Point or two. So really, what you're saying is if 5.5 points is the market's assessment of how different these teams are, Alabama favored, you think 1.5 points of that maybe is Alabama better everywhere but quarterback, and then 4 points of that is Tua.
Yeah, 3.5, 4 points, definitely Tua. If Tua got hurt and it was Trevor Lawrence coming in at quarterback, about a 3.5, 4 point downgrade.
Okay, so now Clemson replaced their quarterback, though, right?
Yep.
In hindsight, how much of an upgrade was that?
Oh, Kelly Bryant was the former quarterback for Clemson, got pulled in the second or third game. They went to Trevor Lawrence. That's about a 2-3 point upgrade for Clemson.
Okay, so what we're saying is this. Alabama is better than we thought outside of the quarterback situation.
Yes.
Right? A little bit better than we thought entering the year.
Yep.
Tua didn't win the Heisman, but certainly exceeded all reasonable expectations. He's really good, you know, best quarterback in this game. Clemson's quarterback came in, like you said, early in the year. He's an upgrade. So it's like both, like it seems like these teams have just both gotten better in every possible way. And now we're stuck with, not stuck, but where we're at is Alabama's just that much better. But Clemson right now is better than we expected at this point in the year. Meaning, if you would have said, how good do we think Clemson is going to be at the end of the year? They're better than you thought.
Yeah, 3-4 points better than where I had Clemson at the start of the season.
So you're a fan. You bet a ton. I'm RJ Bell, Straight Out of Vegas, talking with Brad Powers. But you're a fan, too. I heard Clay Travis right here on Fox Sports Radio talking. Some people are like, oh, we got the same game again. To me, as a fan, I want to see the two best teams. Because imagine if Notre Dame was in this game. Or if... Notre Dame could have upset, in theory, Clemson. And the line would have been, what, 17?
Yeah, 17.
So would we have liked that anymore?
No.
So at least for me, I like that we've got the two best teams. What's your thought?
And not only the two best teams, but from a power ratings perspective, two of the best teams we've had in college football, at least in the last 5 years, RJ. In my power ratings alone, these are two of the three best in any year in the college football last 5 years.
All right, so last 5 years.
Yep.
These two are two of the top three.
Yep.
Who's the other one?
An Alabama team from a couple years ago.
Wow, that Nick Saban's good.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.